the Saturday Light Brigade, and we're so happy to have a Pittsburgh Concert Society Young Artist Competition honoree with us today. The Westerbergs are here representing the Pittsburgh Concert Society. Happy to see them here. And also the father of our pianist is here too, which is always nice to have that support. You'll get to meet him through his voice in just a minute. You're going to first meet him through the keyboard. Please join me as we welcome Suvir Merchandani. That was pretty exquisite and just terrific to have you here. Sevier Merchandani, I know your brother was here before, and now you were mentioning you were the page turner when he was here. I forget where you go to school, though.
I go to Fox Chapel High School.
And what year did you just finish?
I just finished ninth grade.
Wow. And is your brother graduated now? Or
he's going to be a senior next year.
You're one of the younger Concert Society folks that I can recall having here, and congratulations.
Thank you.
A Pittsburgh Concert Society Young Artist Competition winner. Tell me what the experience was like to audition and then learn how you placed.
It was a really exciting experience. The auditions were very welcoming. I wasn't nervous very much at all. It was a very calm environment. I enjoyed performing. I enjoyed the auditions, and it was very exciting to find out that I was one of the 10 audition winners.
How did they tell you?
I was notified by phone.
And when you get the call, I guess, do you kind of know? I mean, did you answer the phone yourself, or did somebody, like, maybe you just got a message? I don't know.
No, I answered it myself, but I saw the caller ID and I got really excited. So
yeah, I'll bet your heart was kind of pounding. It has to be amazing. What piece did you just play, by the way?
I just played Frédéric Chopin's Ballade No. 1 in G minor.
And I can tell, and it's usually the case, but you seem to really like that piece. I could see, mm-hmm. especially when getting the portions of it, that it was almost like you were one with it. Do you have a relationship with the music that you play?
I think I do. This piece in particular, it's very introspective. It allows me to explore different emotions and try to interpret what Chopin was writing on the page while including a little bit of my own interpretation. And I really enjoy playing that with Chopin music. And also with the next piece I'm going to play, I had to do a lot of interpretation because it's a contemporary composer. So I definitely love reading the pieces, going through them, trying to figure out how I need to play them.
Yeah, it shows. So you'll be going into your 10th grade year. Ninth grade's kind of tough because it's a transition, right? New uh-huh. school and everything. What are your plans for the summer?
Over the summer, I actually have a piano competition next week. I'm playing both of these pieces that I'm playing today. Then I'm pretty much relaxing for the rest of the summer.
That sounds good. And then have you thought at all about life after high school? It's a little early for you, but I wouldn't be surprised if you're thinking about stuff.
It is a little early, but right now I'm really interested in computer science, and I hope to go in that direction in college and for a career.
And any applications afterwards in particular?
I haven't looked too deeply into it, but I'm interested in artificial intelligence, computer vision.
And I'm sure you know there's a lot of folks that excel in music and excel in computer science, coding in one way or another, it seems like. Uh-huh. Is there anybody you would like to acknowledge at all? I know the Pittsburgh Concert Society has been very supportive of you. But any teachers or, family members or anybody you would like to thank, this would be a good time to do it.
Well, first of all, as you said, definitely Ms. Antoinette Tuma of the Pittsburgh Concert Society especially. Also, my music teacher, Ms. Luz Manriquez of the Carnegie Mellon University Music Preparatory School. She's been really supportive and helping me in trying to decipher through these pieces. And, of course, the Saturday Light Brigade for having me here today.
Thanks. And, to put things in perspective, are you 15 now?
Yes.
Yeah. And so as you're listening and you may be, just remember, I'm not saying that because I feel like we need to, handicap you or anything, but it's remarkable just how gifted you are. Hearing some of, I'm not sure if they were 16th notes, but just some of the runs there were just beautiful to listen to and really, really articulate. What's this will be our last chance to talk, so I want to be sure, was there anything else you wanted to mention?
We'll
let your fingers do the talking. What would you like to play next?
Next, I'll play a contemporary piece by Carnegie Mellon University composer Reza Valli, and the piece is called Blue Johannes.
Great. We'll give you a minute. You can sort of push the microphone, make sure that's out of the way of the keyboard, and it's a pleasure for me to once again allow you to hear Sufir Merchandani. Amazing. Just amazing. And thank you. We're going to look forward to your coming back and more great things to come in the years ahead for you. Thank you so much for being here. And you'll be able to hear Sufir Merchandani on demand at neighborhoodvoices.org. We again thank Antoinette Tuma and the Pittsburgh Concert Society. The Westerbergs are here today representing them as well. And also Sufir's dad is here. Thanks for being here with us at SLB.